1-800-449-8686. That's how you get through to the number one rated Phil Henry radio show this afternoon or this evening, wherever you're listening to us. And Art Griego is a retired pilot, a retired commercial pilot, flies some private aircraft now. Art is going to join us from Santa Monica Airport in just a moment. Story, another air story from yesterday is that Paul Newman, the Academy Award-winning actor, Paul Newman of Newman's Own Salad Dressing, does a lot of charity work. A plane that he was riding in made an unscheduled landing after it developed a minor electrical problem. Paul Newman was flying from the Glen Falls Airport in New York, New York State, late Monday afternoon after visiting the camp for seriously ill kids that he co-founded, when his private jet had to land about 45 miles south of Albany International Airport. Newman and his group included his chief executive officer and a few other people. Apparently it was some kind of a problem that the jet developed, but the men inside the plane continued on to White Plains, New York, by car. Paul Newman lives in Connecticut. Art Griego joins us from Santa Monica, and this is another small mishap, not a big one. Everybody's fine, and we're happy about that, but another one nonetheless, right, Art?
That is true, Phil. You know, these things individually are not huge, but put together, they are definitely pointing in one direction. We had the Concorde going down last week, Paul Newman's private jet having to land, having to make an emergency landing. Payne Stewart, the poor Payne Stewart, Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper, if you want to go back some 40-plus years, John Denver, the great Roberto Clemente died in a plane crash, Phil. Stevie Ray Vaughan, a tremendous musician, died in the crash of an aircraft. Alaska Airlines, now we find, has had to ground 18 of their MD-80 jets. The frequency, Phil, of air crashes and air mishaps and problems of all kinds have finally, I think, led to a lot of people questioning the idea of air travel. And, Phil, I am a pilot, and this is very, very troubling for me to have to admit this. But after looking at all the information and looking at all the facts, I think the jury's in. The concept of traveling by air is a failure. And we need
the very idea of traveling by air.
Absolutely. And we need, if we are men and women enough to admit it, if you think about it, you know, God would have given us wings if he intended us to fly, Phil. And that's something that I think about a lot. If God had intended us to fly, he would have given us wings. We don't have wings. You don't have wings. We can look at the birds in the air and look at the beauty of the birds in the air that God gave us. Air travel is an absolute, utter failure and disaster. It has taken some of our best and brightest. Amelia Earhart, Will Rogers, Glenn Miller, Patsy Cline, the Hindenburg, Leonard Skinner. This is a list of America's best and brightest, and their lives were snuffed out because of air travel, and it's endless. John Kennedy Jr., we almost lost John McCain in Vietnam to air disaster.
Well, John McCain was shot down by a...
Yeah, he was shot down, but that's still, technically, that is still an air mishap.
And well, yeah, can you put a pilot flying in a war zone, in a theater of war, being shot at the same as, you mentioned John Kennedy Jr.?
Yeah.
Isn't there a...
I don't see any difference. I mean, yeah, one guy was being shot at, the other... But they both crashed in airplanes. Joseph Kennedy Jr., who is the brother of the late president. I think we need to take a deep breath and look at what has been a disastrous run. Air travel is bull. And as a pilot, I can make this claim, Phil, because we like to think as pilots we're a little bit closer to the Almighty. But I will tell you something. After I heard about
Let me just get this straight. You believe that air travel is a failure?
Well, I don't know why you asked the...
I know that there have been a lot of things that have gone wrong, but we've had plane crashes.
We've had plane crashes. We've had all kinds of plane crashes, Phil. I could just start in 1998, if you want, and let me get my figures and statistics here. Nikon Air crashes on approach. An LAPA jet crashes on takeoff. China Airlines in Hong Kong crashes on landing. American Airlines in 99 in Little Rock crashes on landing. THY in Turkey crashed on takeoff. Minerva Airlines overruns the runway. China Southwest Airlines explosion. Thai Airways...
Well, I don't want to interrupt you, but obviously there are a lot of air disasters.
You better believe it. And, Phil, I say this, as a pilot, because I know a little bit more about this than most people, and as a former commercial pilot. And I never thought that I would live to say these words, but God damn the Wright brothers to hell. And I,
oh, come on, I know how much you love flying, Art.
It doesn't make any difference to me. I look at what the lives that have been lost. May God damn the Wright brothers to hell.
For the these two men, the Wright brothers, were experimenting with...
Yes, and look what they led us into. They led us into a slaughterhouse, into a meat grinder that has taken some of the best human beings we know. Because we want to get somewhere a little bit faster. We want to get somewhere a little bit quicker. And as the result of these two, and excuse my language, Phil, sons of bitches, the Wright brothers, this is what we've come upon. I am calling on all other pilots to join me today.
And have you done any other media?
I have. I've done three other radio shows, and I'm going to be doing some national television tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm calling on all pilots to join with me and condemn air travel. I don't think it works, Phil.
Well, this is obviously a revolutionary call, which I seriously doubt you're going to have any impact. What about moon flight? What about space flight?
Well, we lost, I don't know how many people in the Challenger. We lost three of the greatest astronauts that this world has ever seen on a Apollo 1 on the launch pad. Do you want someone to die on Mars? Do we want to lose a landing team on Mars, asphyxiated or suffocated because they crash? We've already lost two robot ships on the surface of Mars. Would you like to see three or four astronauts incinerated on the surface of a planet some 17 million miles away before we finally say, enough is enough? We have been tricked and fooled by people like the Wright brothers, by people like Robert Goddard, by people such as Wernher von Braun. We have been tricked and fooled by these, and again, Phil, forgive my language, these bastards. And we are sick of it. We are sick of it.
Art Griego is a former commercial pilot, now a private pilot, who believes that it's time for us to get rid of all air travel. How would you make it illegal?
I would start with commercial flights, yes.
And what about private craft?
I think that is on the back burner because I am a libertarian, and I believe that you get out of the way and let the marketplace do what it's going to do. But I would start by federally mandating.
And well, you're a libertarian, and you'd start by federally mandating what?
What I'm saying is I would federally mandate. No, I'm a libertarian, but I think this is an emergency.
And you're a libertarian, but you would federally mandate that no air travel.
No air travel, right.
1-800-449-8686 is the number here to the Phil Hendry Show as we talk to Art Griego, who is a... you were a commercial pilot at one time?
Yes, I was.
So you flew commercially?
I did, Phil, and I flew for a major carrier, and I enjoyed it, and I look back on it fondly, and I remember on takeoffs and landings saying a prayer to the Almighty, and I remember feeling in my own way that I had a special connection to God. And I will tell you, Phil, that I speak to the Lord, I pray, and I can tell you in His way, God has told me to tell you, don't fly. This is a great day. It's not a bad day. He has chosen a pilot to tell you that...
You feel like, say, a spiritual avatar of some kind. You feel that God has spoken to you to tell the world...
No, I don't think it's that... I'm not that much of a megalomaniac, but what I'm saying is I do feel as if God has chosen me to at least tell you, Phil, and your listeners, don't fly. Flying, we still have cars, we have buses, we have trains, we have boats, we have subways, we have bicycles. Today we are free from the bondage of flight if we want to be.
And you realize this is never going to take, right?
I realize it's going to be a long time before anybody really understands what I'm saying. But, you know, you have your own two God-given feet.
You realize that it probably won't be in your lifetime or mine before we see an end to all flight.
That is, I realize that, but we have to start somewhere. And I say it today, I draw a line in the sand, and I declare war today by saying, may God thrust the Wright brothers into the fire of hell for what they did to us.
You really feel that those two men...
I think they knew what they were doing, and I think they knew... I think they knew.
So when the Wright brothers were fooling around on the sand out there at Kitty...
Don't try to protect them because they're historical figures. What I'm saying is, they may have known, they may not have known, but I would have strangled both of them in the cradle when they were born had I known they were going to grow up to fly beach someplace. I would have.
And you, of course, you're using hyperbole.
No, literally, I would have taken one of their mother's pantyhose and used the legs of the pantyhose and strangled both of them.
Two babies in a cradle.
Two babies in a cradle.
The Wright brothers.
Yes, sir. That's how strongly I feel. Do we have to lose more people? Do we have to have another Concorde crash? Do we have to lose another 300 people?
All right, Art Griego with us, a pilot who believes that air travel has seen its day and that we need to begin to take the first steps toward eliminating air travel altogether because of the deaths and the obvious tragedy and trauma that results from these air disasters. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Brothers, I hate
1-800-449-8686 with Art Griego. What's this goddamn the Wright brothers to hell thing? And pardon my language, but that was your.
Well, Phil, I don't mean anything personally by that, but I'm saying what the Wright brothers introduced was a Holocaust. No different from what happened to the Native American. No different from what happened to the African American when they first came to the shores. It was a
no different, for instance, to what happened to the Jews in Europe. Is that what you're saying?
Well, everybody wants to bring up that Jew thing, and yeah, I suppose you could throw that in, but I'm just saying it's a...
What do you mean everybody wants to bring that up? I'm just saying, no, you're comparing this to a Holocaust.
Yes, I am. And I'm saying that the Wright brothers, whether they knew it or not, led us into this slaughterhouse from which we can still extricate ourselves.
Air travel.
Yes, sir, air travel.
All right, let's go to some phone calls. We're talking to Art Griego. He is a pilot, former commercial pilot, who has seen the propensity of planes to crash in recent days. And planes have been grounded by Alaska Airlines. We had the Concorde crash. I have here a sheath, as I know you do, Art, of major air disasters just in the last 10 years. You say it's time that we stop flying. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. We'll go to the telephones and see what people think. Ogden, Utah, is this Ogden, Utah?
Yeah, Phil.
Yes, sir. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hi.
How are you, Phil?
Good.
Just a couple of things. One, this man really has it out for the Wright brothers. Sooner or later, somebody would have invented air travel.
Well, I understand that. I understand that, but they were the ones that did it. May God damn them.
Well, I understand you too, but somebody would have invented it.
There were a lot of guys. There were a lot of guys experimenting with right. There were a lot of guys experimenting with air travel. Correct, during those days.
There were a lot of guys experimenting with flight. Yes, the Wright brothers.
50 years later, it doesn't matter. Somebody would have invented it.
The Wright brothers were the first guys that got airborne. Yeah.
Secondly, air travel statistically is probably one of the safest ways to travel. Look
okay, that's not true.
Automobile accidents.
Okay, that's not true.
Cars, that's if you want to put it that way.
All right, that's not true. That's another one of those. That's another one of those things that isn't true that people say is.
Well,
first of all, if you crash in an airplane, you're dead. If you crash in a car, you've got an infinitely higher chance of survival. So
well,
to say that
true.
It's safer,
obviously that's true.
It's not right.
Let's think sensibly here.
Are you a pilot,
thirdly,
sir?
Thirdly, let me point out one thing. I believe that your guest, Phil, is a wacko, and for one purpose only. When he talks about actually murdering the Wright brothers in infancy or whatever, that puts
strangling them
edge.
In the cradle is what you said.
Well, I was
that
using
him over the edge.
I was using that.
You said you wanted to strangle the Wright brothers in the cradle, and you were even specific. You said using their mother's, whatever it was, stockings or something?
Nylons. This guy is a wacko.
No, wait a minute. I was saying that in a symbolic sense because of what they've put me through as a pilot. I was a former commercial pilot. I used to love
you haven't been through anything then. Just because you've flown? Well, I've driven a car for many, many years. Does that make me... because someone gets
you?
In an accident,
could
dies,
I ask you?
Should I be complaining?
Well, can I ask
no,
you?
No, I use the vehicle to travel.
If your wife were
plane
killed,
or air.
All right. If your wife were killed in an automobile accident, wouldn't you want to gut Henry Ford?
No.
With it?
Obvious. No.
You wouldn't.
That's
you wouldn't
ridiculous.
You wouldn't want to murder him.
That would make
Henry Ford.
Wacko.
Well,
that
okay.
would make me a wacko, just like your guest, Phil.
You wouldn't want to disembowel Henry Ford if he
no,
you
No, let's think in common sense.
I'm thinking
this
in common
guy
sense.
Is not thinking
well,
in
well, let's
common
forget about
sense.
Killing Henry Ford or the Wright brothers, who are already gone. Let's talk about air travel.
Air travel is a holocaust. We still have cars, buses, trains, boats, ox cart, your own 2 feet. If your engine stalls at 20,000 feet, you can't pull over and call a tow truck, my friend. And I want you to think about that.
I don't want to pull over and call a tow truck. I want to get from point A to point B as fast as I can.
Well, what if your car stalls?
Business or recreation, if it costs me my life, if that's the chance I take, whether it be airplane, train, car, or whatever.
You don't want to murder Henry Ford.
Obviously not. That's
forget
crazy.
About murdering Henry Ford. Thank you, sir, for your call. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm using that symbolically, Phil, to point up that people should be aware emotionally of the devastation that's being inflicted on us by air travel.
All right, fair enough. 1-800-449-8686. We have Art Griego with us on the line talking about how air travel just isn't working out. We've lost too many people, too many deaths, too many crashes. We should stop flying, essentially. Here is Murrieta on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I guess you want my opinion or my point?
Go right ahead, sir.
Okay. Actually,
Phil, can I make a point, though?
I want to hear the caller.
I just want to say, I don't mean to literally disembowel Henry Ford or to hang the Wright brothers. I'm saying symbolically killing them means the death of the air age, in much the same way that the crucifixion of Jesus Christ was.
See, you just sound nuttier, okay?
Well, you understand that's symbolic.
I understand. Murrieta, go ahead.
Sure. Yeah, let's get off the Wright brothers issue here, and let's talk about the aviation safety. Aviation is the safest form of transportation and mass transportation that mankind has ever known.
Well, you can't 85%
prove that. Of all. Hang on just a sec. 85% of all the aviation mishaps have human factors related issues that are the causal factors of those crashes. That's human factors. That means it's typically pilot error. You'd be safer on an automated airplane than you would be with two of you, commercial aircraft pilots, sitting in the front seat.
Air travel is more dangerous than heroin. If you fly, you might as well take up the chance. You might as well start shooting up. I'll tell you something. You say 85% is human error. That's my point. We were not made to fly.
No, and you use that point again. I don't have wheels and I don't have webbed feet.
Wait a minute.
I drive a car and I also swim.
But if it's human error, then we're not able to fly an aircraft properly.
I mean, you also talked about John F. Kennedy. He went way beyond his limitations. He wasn't supposed to fly.
There you go.
He shouldn't have flown at night.
That's what I'm talking about.
In an environment that is typically for an instrument.
Let me ask a question. You say that humans were not built to fly.
That's correct.
You don't mean that physically.
I mean we don't have the thumb. Our opposable front digits are not meant for handling the yoke. Our legs are not long enough to reach the paddles.
On an airplane?
Yes.
I don't understand that.
What
point,
I'm saying is
I
physically.
I have to move the seat in my car back and forth to adjust that. To
why do you have
car?
To do that? Because obviously you're not meant to be, you know.
Well, what's your point? I mean,
my
do you drive
is,
a car? Do you ride
yes,
a bike? Do
I
you
ride
do anything
it.
Mechanically?
I do. I try to avoid as much of it as I can.
Well, I mean, obviously,
okay.
We're dealing with a person that
yeah.
could be in a cave somewhere.
Do you live?
Well, sir, I'm not insulting you.
No, hold on. I don't think the man's insulting you. I think he's saying, do you drive a car?
I avoid auto travel.
Do you ride a bus?
I do most of my traveling by I walk.
You walk?
Yes, sir.
Santa Monica. If you have an appointment, let's say in Hollywood, how do you get there?
Well, in that case, I'll spin the chamber on the gun and get into a cab.
Spin the chamber on the gun.
That's right. Now, this gentleman says that it's human error. Well, what does that tell you? We don't know how to fly. We can't figure it out.
No.
We haven't been able to figure out whether the wings go up, down. How does this work?
Well, that's aerodynamics.
Yeah, but we can't figure it out.
You can figure that out. I mean, and obviously
right.
It works because
thank you.
Airplanes are flying.
You got to take a break. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. One 800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Art, I just was talking to a gentleman. Art Griego is with us. He is a former commercial pilot, now a private pilot, who believes that with all of the crashes that we've had, that it is time for mankind in general to walk away from air travel and just start traveling. How?
By way of train and car, mostly.
You mentioned ox cart. Would you like us to go back to that?
Phil, don't make a bigger thing out of this.
Well, you're asking the human race to roll back 100 years of alleged progress and not fly anymore. And I'm just asking you, why?
I'm saying to you that if God wanted us to fly, then he would have made us capable of flying. John Kennedy, all of these people we're talking about, we're not capable of understanding an airplane. We get up there, we get confused. I'm going to tell you right now, Phil, I was a commercial pilot. Every time I took off and every time I landed, I was almost in tears. And
why?
I didn't know how that thing landed. I had no idea. I had a co-pilot. You go into the cockpit of any commercial aircraft, and there's guys in there about ready to crap their pants. Pardon my language. Every time you take off and land, that you're weeping, you're holding on to each other. I spent more time just hugging my co-pilot. Because
you're telling me that every single...
No, there's a lot of guys that think they know what's going on, but if you ask them, they don't understand. How does the plane fly? Do you know?
Do I know? Yeah, it's some kind of lift, aerodynamic lift.
Oh, come on. Do you know what that means?
I know that if you get up enough speed, the wings will catch air currents and...
You don't even know what you're talking about, do you?
Well, I'm not a pilot.
Well, I am, and I don't know how it works. That's what I'm saying.
Let's go to Stanton on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello, ma'am.
I just want to say I personally feel that this gentleman needs to go back to the Stone Ages.
No, I don't want to go back to the Stone Ages, ma'am.
You need to go there because I work at a company that builds those planes.
Oh, God help us.
Stabilizers, your empennage, your nose, you name it, we build them.
Yeah, you build them,
and
you don't know how.
And we have safer airplanes than anybody. And we also train pilots.
Who do you fly for, ma'am? I mean, who do you build for?
It doesn't matter who I build for.
Oh, I don't want to mention who it is,
Did you happen to catch the news that all those tests on 15 planes now, that the FAA can't find anything wrong with them?
Ma'am.
Did you happen to catch that?
Nobody understands how an aircraft works. How would you
think
that
you don't need to be up in that aircraft?
Do you understand how one works?
I definitely don't understand how one works.
Well, I'd like you to explain it to me. I was a pilot for 26 years. I don't know how it flies.
You know what? If
all
I ever thought that you were up in the same airplane with me, I'd have you shot. You are a stupid idiot.
Wait, hold on.
Gave you a pilot license, they're even stupider.
Somebody needs to put a gun to your gut so you'll stop making death machines.
You're the one to kill the Wright brothers.
Wait. Hold on for just
a
second.
You're the one that would take the nylon and kill two babies in a crib.
The Wright brothers, yes. Yes.
Well, then, only in their case. Somebody ought to shoot you and get you the hell out of the air.
If you know how an aircraft works, you tell me.
I don't need to tell you
because we sent you
to school to fly the son of a gun.
You don't even know how an airplane flies.
Oh, okay, you idiot.
Go ahead, tell me.
How does an airplane fly?
Yeah.
First, the good Lord built wheels to put on the bottom of it.
The good Lord made them,
did he? Yeah, but he put wheels on cars so we could ride with little cars, too.
But you'll notice men didn't make those. God did.
You know what? Because God didn't give you wings doesn't mean you can't fly.
God didn't make us capable of flying. We can't fly.
You know what? If they ever send you up in the air again, keep your name posted.
I want to ask
you. When I get on the airplane, I'll know to take a gun and shoot you.
You're going
to
shoot me, huh?
Well, why not? I don't want you driving my plane if you don't know how to fly it.
So I think it's important to get this woman's name. She's just threatened a federal air carrier. And
she's saying that euphemistically.
You want to get on national TV and tell people how to fly?
No, I don't know. You're trained.
You're a trained idiot.
You are working for an aircraft manufacturer that murders people every time it goes up in the air. A thin tubular fuselage flying thousands of feet in the air?
Uh-huh.
How does it stay up?
Yeah, a fuselage.
How does it stay up?
Wait a minute. Do you think we put engines on there? Oh, heavens no. We don't build engines to go on the fuselage.
Engines don't make it fly.
You know what? You are stupid.
I'll tell you what right
you
now.
You really are. You're the
person
who we
thank God Amelia Earhart's
the pilot.
Dead. Thank God Amelia Earhart's dead.
We trained you as a pilot by your choice.
Thank
we
God.
We did not ask you to be a pilot. You walked in there and said, I want to be a pilot.
I said I wanted to be a pilot.
I want to get my pilot's license.
Yeah, and there were a lot of guys that wanted to be concentration camp dogs, too.
Because if you haven't died yet, get up one of those planes so we can take you down.
You might as well be turning the gas on in an oven. You might as well be turning...
Oh, you please.
No. Have you crashed?
Have I crashed?
Have you crashed?
Thank Jesus, no. I quit before
I
crashed.
No, you didn't crash.
No, I didn't. Thank God on high.
Why didn't the good Lord let you crash when you claim that every other person in the whole world has crashed in their
plane? God told me that we shouldn't be flying. God told me.
God told you
I'll
shouldn't fly. Thank God he told you not to fly.
God told me.
Because I don't want you in the same plane with me.
You don't want me in the same plane with you, but you'll build these death machines so that people can die in them.
And for your car.
I'll say it again. I'm glad. I'm glad that Amelia Earhart is dead, and I hope she's burning in hell.
Will you wait a second. What are you saying, Art? You hope Amelia Earhart is burning in hell?
Yes. I hope she's cooking for what she did.
This guy is on national TV and say this?
Lady, we're on radio right now. You build airplanes, God help us all.
All right, the woman made a very understandable mistake. Ma'am, I thank you very much for your call. And
damn, Amelia Earhart.
I'm telling you. Let me find the plane to put that man in, because I will make sure it goes down. Thank you.
Make sure I'm not on it, okay? Okay, I got to put him on hold. Can you get him under control, because we got a few more minutes left in the segment? Understandably, an emotional segment. Art Griego is a pilot who has proposed, and he says God told him to tell all of us he doesn't want us flying anymore. It is simply too dangerous. Now, in the news, of course, we had Alaska Airlines grounding 18 of their fleet. I think I just heard this lady mention, and we'll have to confirm that they didn't find anything wrong in at least 15 of those jets. The Concorde, of course, we're all familiar with that. And small incidences like the private jet of Paul Newman, actor Paul Newman, was forced down because of mechanical problems in upstate New York yesterday. Now, Mr. Newman's okay. Unfortunately, people did die in the Concorde. Does that mean we shouldn't fly? I don't know. Now, Mr. Griego, are you under control?
Phil, I want to apologize to your audience and to you, but that woman working for that aircraft company, building her little, having fun, putting together something she doesn't understand, there, we make it go fly someplace. We don't know how it works. And she would put those planes together, put infants on board. She would probably pack a 747 full of infant babies with no adult supervision and then send it sailing into a mountain.
She never said anything of the sort.
But she strikes me as the kind who'd do that.
Well, she didn't say anything of the sort, and she certainly didn't sound like she would do anything like that. Portland on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Hello.
Yeah, I was just calling to say, he's just outrageous.
Oh, well.
This man. I've been a flight attendant for a long time.
Oh, here we go. Another member of the flight industry. You see, if you're going to stack the calls, Mr. Henry.
These are people who are obviously going to call in. People who are involved in the airline industry.
I was just curious at what airline he flew for.
I'm not at liberty to divulge that.
How come?
Well, quite frankly, the host of the show told me that they could be sued if I...
I told him I did not want him mentioning the name of the carrier, ma'am, because it would open us up to libel action.
Yeah, it would make the carrier look really dumb.
Well, I would love to tell you, okay? I would love to tell you. But you're a flight attendant. You've been in the cockpit of an aircraft.
Yeah.
What would you
do?
They're
not hugging each other up there, by the way.
When they're landing.
When they're landing, they're not hugging each other up there. I've been up in the flight deck.
Excuse me. When they're landing, you're supposed to be seated in your seat. You're not supposed to be in the
cockpit.
No,
we have some observation flights we're allowed to do.
What are you doing in the cockpit during landing?
We're allowed to go up there for observation flights.
Uh-huh. Blowing up the autopilot.
Controls, and they're doing the landings, yeah.
Say that again?
I said their hands are there, they're on the controls, and their feet are doing their thing, and everything's fine. They're
Look,
not up there hugging. The plane would never land.
Ma'am, you're a flight attendant, and I say this with all due respect. You're a glorified waitress, okay?
Mm-hmm. And
these people are trained to...
Yeah, I got it. They do the safety dance, sure, and they can get that big rubber thing to drop out the side, and everybody slides down. I was a pilot. I wanted to be a pilot. And God spoke to me. You laughing at me?
Yeah, I am.
You know what you're doing in the cockpit? I know what you're doing in the cockpit. You're keeping the pilot happy. That's why they're not hugging each other. If you'd flown with me,
Hello.
I'd be what? If I flew with you, what? I'd be handing you hankies so you're blowing your nose? Because you're crying?
Are you laughing, Mr. Henry?
Yeah, that was funny.
You know, thank God the FAA took my license away before I killed myself and others.
Oh, because, now they're okay. That's what
wait, there we go. There we go, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Uh-huh. What do you mean?
Yeah, I did lose my license.
You lost your... The FAA took your license. Why?
I'll tell you why, Phil. Because it is so frightening flying an airplane that, yes, I took a drink.
You drank.
And see, she thinks that's funny.
No, it doesn't surprise me, let me put it that way.
I drank myself almost into a stupor on one flight. And they had to get a pilot to... I don't know, the air traffic control had to talk the kid.
What are you telling me?
I'm telling you about something I'm not very happy or I'm very proud of.
That you got so drunk on a flight, the air traffic control had to have a passenger? Is that what you're saying?
I don't want to comment any further. Yeah, she thinks that's funny.
Well, it doesn't surprise me, let me put it that way.
I hate you.
Oh, I'm so hurt.
If you'd been on my plane, maybe I wouldn't have been scared.
Well, you know...
I just poured hot coffee all over my crotch, if anybody cares.
Yeah, that 12-year-old did a pretty good job landing that plane.
That 12-year-old?
That's right.
Okay. It feels like I just urinated on myself. I poured hot coffee all over...
Boy, I remember when I was flying. It was a great time.
So if somebody could get me a rag...
It was really great, Phil. And
yeah, that's just... You just keep on talking.
Okay.
1-800-449-8686. Anyway, Art, thanks a lot, and go have another cocktail there at the whatever the hell that is, that squadron.
Spitfire.
Look at this. I poured coffee all over my everything. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Previously on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Phil, please don't say through the whole time like
you know,
the last
I happen to be here for you. I'm listening to what you're saying.
Please
I'm acknowledging your comments.
Please do listen.
Mm-hmm.
I am a very conservative Republican. And I've got to tell you that I think that if Mr. Cheney didn't want his daughter to be seen, he would have asked her to stay home and maybe have the cramps or something. I think that, you know, it's give it time for this man to show how much integrity he has. Don't think he was hiding her, or she wouldn't have been there at all. Otherwise, it would be begging the question as why wasn't she up there?
We could have used her. We could have used her. The party could use her.
If
he's embarrassed about his gay daughter.
No. She wouldn't have been there.
We don't have to hear about it. Mm-hmm.
She would have been at home with a stomach flu.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't have to be there. My point, though, is this is my first time listening to this show.
How do we know that she didn't molest her? And then,
will you stop with that, please? Okay.
This is the first time listening.
Unfreaking believable, man.
Well, why won't he let that girl up there?
Please listen like you promised.
That's the thing I didn't want to do.
This is my first time listening to this show, and I felt like I was listening to one of those shows where the aliens landed or something. Please honor the integrity of yourself.
You know
first
something?
Of all.
I happen to be a loyal American. I really resent what you just
crazy
said.
Crazy allegations. I mean, literally, maybe there were aliens landed and wasn't really his daughter there
really
at all.
I really resent that. I'm a mother I'm a Republican.
I resent what you're saying about this man.
I don't blame this lady for resenting. You know, you're trying to tie him into Matthew Shepard's murder. You're trying.
Phil, what I'm saying. Do you know that the Republican Party has had a hard time wooing the votes of minority voters, and why?
What if his straight daughter would have said she wasn't going to go up there? What if his straight daughter would have set out?
Well, then I would have asked. I would have asked.
And I'm not. I'm a mother of three.
Mm-hmm. I'm a mother of three.
If I was gay, I'd be very insulted that you're saying because she's gay, she better have her butt up there, and then she could go back to the closet.
No.
What kind of party do you think we're having here? This man needs to stick to his beliefs. Apparently, he's a loving father who had a shot in the audience, and maybe she just simply didn't want to go up.
Well, I'll tell you this much. If he's any kind of a father who has any kind of control over his family...
A good father doesn't control his family.
You know something?
Control his country. That's
That scares me. That scares me. If you go down to that daughter and say, young lady, you get
young
up
lady,
on this podium.
You get your butt up there and tell everybody you're a lesbian and be proud.
Yes, be proud.
So,
what is wrong? Oh, I see. So all of a sudden it's terrible to ask a daughter to be proud of herself. Well, what country
maybe
do I live in now?
Maybe she's stage fright. Mm. Maybe she has a bad migraine.
And maybe Dick Cheney molested her when she was four.
Come on!
I'm going to throw you off the air if you say that one more time.
What? About. You made such horrid allegations against him. It's amazing that you can call yourself a Republican. Are you sure we've got the right people on the phone? You're not giving this man a chance. Why don't you listen to his speech, listen to his beliefs, and maybe somebody will say why his daughter wasn't there, why she wasn't at the podium. But I'm telling you, if I wanted to hide something, it would have been in the closet at my house.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have set it out on the chair and said, isn't this pretty? Everybody look at it and don't ask questions.
Well, that's very well said, ma'am.
All right, I want to respond
have
to that, Phil.
Evening.
No, wait a minute. Are you running away now?
No, I don't run.
If George Bush can have his son with Down syndrome on television.
Down syndrome? Do you know that's one of the top People's Magazine's top eligible bachelors in the country, in like the top 100?
Wait a minute.
Study a little bit more before you start saying things. Now we're talking about someone's handicap?
No, wait a minute.
Handicapped.
I think it shows a great thing, Phil, about this country that a kid with Down syndrome can be an eligible bachelor.
He doesn't have.
You need to be more intellectual. You represent anything. You better start learning instead of hoping that you're at the right web page that says someone's even a lesbian.
Excuse me, let me ask you a question. Did you see that boy on TV last night?
I saw the man on TV. I saw an interview with him that CNN
had. Did you see the singular eyebrow and the way the eyes were?
Thank God a lot of women go to the beautician to get that waxed. Otherwise, we'd all be Down syndrome.
Right. Phil Henry flashback. It's the Phil Henry Show, and that's true, too. Thank God nobody on this show has the unibrow or that what we call the singular eyebrow. Or what I used to say years ago, just, you know, doing out calls on my show, have you got eyebrows growing together? And is there anybody in your office who has that? Anyway, that's a flashback from yesterday. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Have you got any CD updates lately? Because I don't think I've seen any. And we have been picking the cuts for our year 2000 CD and $152,300 for the 1999 CD. We are picking the cuts for our year 2000 CD. The CD, of course, called the number one rated Phil Henry CD on the number one rated Phil Henry show. And I think what we might do is if we have any CDs left over from last year, maybe we'll package them together in some kind of a two for one. But $152,300 raised for my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, California. And that's because of you guys visiting our website and finding your way to our website and finding your way to the my friend's place link and throwing $2,350 into the mail and getting yourself the Phil Henry CD and helping these kids. The CD is $20 and it's $3.50 for shipping and handling, hence $23.50. Soon, our year 2000 CD with some of the best material from the year 2000 from our show will be available. And again, all of the money goes to my friend's place. So we don't make any bread on this thing. We don't put any money. We're not lining our pockets. Just all of the cash after the production costs, which run somewhere in the neighborhood of $10,000 to $12,000. After those production costs, all of the money goes to the guys at my friend's place. And Joe Escalante at Kung Fu Records and wonderful people who have just voiced their support, like Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray, Dwight Yoakam, and other people like that, we appreciate immensely. So look for a 2000 CD coming soon, to a thing near you. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.